This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Live and Learn. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Despite having perfect vision his entire life, tragedy struck at the age of 40 for Stevens Chan when he began to gradually lose his sight to glaucoma, going completely blind 5 years later, 5 years and 9 operations later. Stevens eventually founded the Malaysian chapter of Dialogue in the Dark, a social enterprise which empowers the blind to make a living independently while creating public awareness. We're speaking to him today to find out more about the work they do and their latest exhibition at the Petroscience in KLCC. Stevens, we interviewed you back in 2012 when Dialogue in the Dark in Malaysia first launched. Can you give us an update on what's happened since?
Well, it's been a lot of things that has been going on since we started back in 2012. We started off with introducing Dialogue in the Dark Corporate Business Workshop to many corporates, and thank God many of them supported us. And since we began back in early 2013 with the workshops, we have served quite a number of large corporations. And then we took another few months just to prepare for the exhibition at Petroscience Discovery Centre.
Yes, yeah. You now have an ongoing exhibition at the Petroscience. What is the exhibition about, and what can viewers expect during their visit?
Well, the exhibition has got nothing to see, but you've got many things to discover and to explore. It is an exhibition of not using your eyes to see, but rather to use your other senses to see what is inside the exhibition, where people will go through a walk in the garden, walk through the city, and having a cup of coffee in a local kopitiam.
So is it about, is it about, you know, informing people what it's like to live as a blind person, or what it's like to experience the world as a blind person?
Well, it is a simulation of darkness, but it's not a simulation of blindness. What we try to achieve through Dialogue in the Dark is that to make people be aware that they have the other senses, which most of us don't really, you know, use as research have told that 80% of all decisions made is based on vision. And with Dialogue in the Dark, what we are trying to achieve here is that, we have other senses, you know, and it's a matter of just to heighten your other senses to explore the world around you daily. Yeah.
Who was involved in putting the exhibition together? I would assume that in order to simulate that experience, you would need a lot of input from the community, but you would also need other people to kind of make it happen.
Well, basically, Dialogue in the Dark is an international brand. So it is operated based on a franchise system. So since day one, we have been working closely with our headquarters in Hamburg, Germany. And they have been providing us with all the technical requirements and all the necessary advice to set up the exhibition. So basically we work a lot with many kind-hearted local suppliers and also the architects to set up the exhibition at Petroscience. And of course, many thanks to Petroscience for hosting us at this Discovery Centre.
What sets this exhibition apart from other events intended to inform and educate people about vision impairment?
Wow. It is the only one where you have got nothing to see but many things to explore. So we pride ourselves in using darkness as a medium. It is not, you know, as simple as, okay, you're going in there to live the life of a blind person for 45 minutes or an hour. But it's beyond that. It's really going in to explore your other senses, to really know how you actually communicate, and building that trust, building that team work. And, you know, there's no diversity inside there. All of us are equal when we are in the dark.
What was the history behind Dialogue in the Dark, and why did you think it would be a good idea to have it in Malaysia?
I'll probably say about Malaysia, because it's a long story about how our founder, Dr. Andreas, came about to forming Dialogue in the Dark. For him, it's all about judgment. For me, main thing is because I've been doing preventing blindness work for the past 5 years. One of the biggest challenges we have always faced is the attitude of the people. They know that eyesight is very important for them, but it's so often being taken for granted. Yeah. And when we came across Dialogue in the Dark, for me that was, wow, the final a jigsaw to our puzzle of fighting unnecessary blindness, because it's in the words of this a German philosopher, which Dialogue is based on anyway, is the only way to learn is to encounter. So with Dialogue in the Dark, when a person goes through that, many even big corporate leaders, top corporate leaders, sorry, would say the first thing is how they appreciate what God has given them, perfect eyesight. Then, yeah.
What is involved? What was involved in setting up the Malaysian chapter of Dialogue in the Dark?
Well, lots of money.
Okay.
And lots of support from the corporate world. We have, like, on board right now, Dialogue in the Dark. It's a group of directors who are non-paid directors. Being a social enterprise, where all our profits goes back to community. They have all contributed all of their, you know, years of experience to help us run this, and also to train many of our visually impaired friends, who is, you know, a big part of Dialogue in the Dark. Yeah.
In addition to Dialogue in the Dark, there have been various blindness simulations initiatives like concerts, dining, racing, and dating in the dark. Mm. Are these merely marketing gimmicks, or is there a deeper lesson to be learned?
Yes, it is also a marketing. It's a way of us to make Dialogue in the Dark more visible, and how we wanted to show the public that darkness is just the medium. You can do all sorts of things with darkness. The concert, which is very popular in Hong Kong. We're bringing that in June. We're doing a race in the dark. So actually, with darkness, what we're trying to say is just a medium. And you can do so many more things in the dark. It's just using your other senses. Yeah.
Do you have plans to set up other exhibitions under the Dialogue Social Enterprise in the future, like Dialogue in Silence or Dialogue with Time?
Yes, definitely with Dialogue in Silence. That's where we team up with the deaf and mute community.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dialogue in the Dark and Dialogue in Silence makes a very powerful partner. And with Dialogue with Time, yes, in time, we do hope that it will be a museum housing all three dialogues. Yeah.
Aside from the exhibition, Dialogue in the Dark runs personal development and team building workshops,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
Is this what exactly is involved in participating with these workshops?
Well, we started off with introducing Dialogue in the Dark as a corporate business workshop to corporations, which it is not new. As Dialogue in the Dark started off as an exhibition. It was only back in 2000 that Dr. Andreas came up with this idea of doing business workshop, because through darkness, communication, leadership, teamwork, and diversity, it becomes an impactful learning experience for them. And it's been proven for the past 1 year we've been doing these workshops. Many of our participants, how they see communication, how they see leadership, actually, there was a big change of their perspectives, you know. And that's what we want to achieve as well through the corporate workshops, you know.
Yeah. Who has what has the response been like of Malaysians and, you know, the public in general who've visited Dialogue in the Dark?
We're really proud of the impact that we are through their experience. Many of them has said it's been a change in their perspectives a lot, and many of them, of course, mentioned how their perception towards the blind has now changed. And of course, we are always happy, very happy, when many of them first came out and say, oh, how they appreciate what they have right now.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a very big message for people, because as you point out, a lot of us seem to take this for granted.
Yes, yes, yes. It's not just appreciation for eyesight, but so many other things, you know. Dialogue in the Dark also promotes a lot of educational workshops to children. And it really does help the children who has got low self-esteem or you know, problematics with their family or whatever. But with them going through that experience, it kind of increase their empathy value, and in a way also increase their self-esteem to know that, hey, it's not so bad after all what they are going through, you know, and what the blind people have to go through for all of their lives. Yeah.
I'm speaking today to Stevens Chan, who's the co-founder of Dialogue in the Dark Malaysia. He's also the founder and president of the Malaysia Glaucoma Society. And we're discussing the exhibition Dialogue in the Dark, as well as what we can learn from the blind on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin. With me today, Stevens Chan, co-founder of Dialogue in the Dark Malaysia and founder and president of the Malaysia Glaucoma Society. So we've established, you know, kind of what this exhibition is. Now, before you started it, is there demand for a project like this? Were people receptive to the idea?
Well, when I first mentioned it to some of my friends and partners, they were... Of course, it's all about, again, perception and judgment to them. It's like, okay, what's Dialogue in the Dark? What's going to happen in the dark? Nothing, it's not so exciting, you know, when you talk about what's the dark. And what we did was, because, you know, past 25 years, Dialogue in the Dark has done so many activities all over the world, and it's impacted more than 7 million people. And that's how I always... introduce Dialogue. If 7 million people has been impacted, there must be something about Dialogue in the Dark.
More than 10 years after losing your sight, how do you view that incident in retrospect?
Right now, I thank God for that. Yeah, I guess it's a calling for me to use what I have lost right now and turn it around and give back to society through what I've lost. Yeah, it's been an exciting journey for me for the past 5 years to know that giving can really, you know, help so many people, many families who are going through that crisis of losing their eyesight. And what I'm doing here is with my experiences of going through that crisis, I now share with them that... It's not so bad after all, you know. You just got one sense left, less. You got another four other senses, and life can still be beautiful.
How did you find your feet? I mean, I can imagine that, as you point out, it's a very traumatic thing. I think, especially for an adult who is accustomed to living their life a certain way, to suddenly feel like they're not able to do it anymore. Mm. And you know, I think a lot of people, it's not just blindness, but when they are struck by sudden tragedy or by sudden loss, they become very unmoored, and you know, they don't really know what to do with that. And you know, how did you find this direction in your life? How did you manage to decide, okay, this is what I'm going to do, this is my direction, and this is my journey?
Yeah, well, it took me a while to come out of that, because at the end of the day, I think it's all about acceptance of what you are, who you are right now, and of course with support from the family. It plays a really important part there. And of course, for me, it was a spiritual breakthrough for me, you know, thanking God that this is actually a calling for me. And from that on, when I believe acceptance is the key here, because all our lives, everyone, be it whether they are a clerk or a CEO, or even a political leader, you know, is that fear of losing control. And it's been proven with Dialogue in the Dark. We have done workshops for many leaders, corporate leaders, and you sense that when they go in, and for the first time in their lives, for many of them, losing control, because you completely have no control over your condition at that point of time. And that was what I realized, and I accepted it, because I'm only going to be fighting against myself. And in accepting what I was then, it made my life much more meaningful. Yeah, knowing that I could do something out of this losing control, you know.
You've said that ignorance and a carefree attitude towards eye health is the primary cause for preventable blindness.
Yes.
Has public awareness improved since you founded the Malaysian Glaucoma Society in 2009?
I hope so, and I believe so, that we have caused a little bit of a ripple out there in the community. Many are aware of what glaucoma is, even though it's still a lot of work to be done. And I am happy that over the past 2 years especially, you see a lot of eye health awareness campaigns going on, be it in KL or PJ or the rest of the parts of the nation. But so much more needs to be done. So much more.
And where do you see yourself in terms of spearheading that change, or, you know, continuing this work?
Well, for us at Glaucoma Society and Sight Missions, right now we have taken a different perspective of what we are doing. And again, learning from what Dialogue in the Dark is teaching us about, the only way to learn is to encounter. Dialogue in the Dark is going to be a big part of our work. You know, because through that medium, it's not just only about sharing with people how it's like when you don't have your eyesight. It's also about touching their lives, impacting it, so that you see these people who are fighting eye disorders. You know, it's that painful, especially when you haven't 100% lost your eyesight and you're going through that process. Very painful for them, very for their family members. And with Dialogue, we don't just provide an exhibition or a platform for people to visit, but it's also a rehab program within the Dialogue. That's what we are doing, even in KLCC, where we are housed now at Petrol Science Discovery Centre. Some of our current trainees, they are going through that time in their life, and we're using Dialogue as a rehab program for them. Yeah.
Now there's Dialogue in the Dark, there's the Malaysia Glaucoma Society, but when you lost your vision, did you have any societies or organizations you could go to for support?
I often tell people the only time I ever do community work is for the past 5 years. Before that, no.
Okay.
Probably the only community work I ever did was just to donate some money, and most of it, it's always loose change.
Right.
And now it's like full time for me. You know, full time. Yeah.
Did you seek out any such support groups yourself when you lost your vision?
I did. I couldn't find any. And I realized one thing, even till now, it's so hard for me to start that glaucoma support group, which is so much needed. And somehow I think Asians, particularly Malaysians, we are very reserved, especially when we have a blinding disorder or disability. It's very hard for us to get them all together and come together and speak about it and you know, generally helping each other, lending support. But it's difficult for them to really come out of that position where they are right now. Yeah.
What are some of the most common misconceptions about glaucoma or eye health in general that you've encountered?
Well, almost everyone believes they don't have an eye problem. And that's a problem with eye disorders, many of which are silent, actually. You don't have any symptoms of it. And that's the general misconception about eye disorders. A lot of them go for body health, but how many of them had ever actually gone for a complete eye health check, which is so important, because the only concern they have is whether I can see clearly, short-sighted. And whenever problems come, I often tell them it's not really a prevention, really. It's actually how to stop your condition from becoming worse.
Yes, you're almost always already in battle mode at that point in time.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess the advice then would be to be more conscious of our eye health and don't just take it for granted.
Yes, go for an annual eye health check. Yeah. Mm.
And what can the public or sighted do to help the blind constructively? Because a majority of us, you know, perhaps feel pity and sympathy and, you know, a certain level of a certain level of unsureness about what can be done to help. So, you know, what can we do?
Well, that's why we are doing Dialogue in the Dark. It's actually to promote that the blind, many of us don't really look for pity or handing out to us, but rather empathy. It's what understanding, that's what we are looking for. And with Dialogue in the Dark, when the role reversed, many of them, even the corporate people, knows that many of the visually impaired are actually able. It's just that whether opportunities are given to them. And that's what all of us, I think I dare to even speak to about every visually impaired person in this country right now. It's an equal opportunity, whether it's job or accessibility. That's all we need. Yeah.
You've previously worked on the Dogs for Sight campaign as well. Are guide yes. dogs available for the blind in Malaysia today?
Unfortunately, not yet. But I'll be bringing in the first guide dog back to Malaysia in April.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It is, yeah.
Where are you bringing this guide dog back
Well, we
from?
Are now working with the Nanjing Police Training Dogs Academy, who has kindly supported our missions mm-hmm. to make this available to all Malaysia, the Malaysian blind community. So the first guide dog that I'll be bringing in is now in training already in Nanjing. So I'm going there in March to train with the dog, to make the dog fall in love with me. That is, and then come
are you
back.
Going to be speaking Mandarin, or you know, has the dog been trained to speak
that's
English?
That's the thing about guide dog all over the world, whether it's from Denmark or whether it's from China or Japan. They all speak the same language, English. They only understand instructions in
English. Yeah, that's what I would
English.
Think, because, you know, dogs do understand different languages, and it would be so tricky to have,
yes,
you
is.
Know, a dog that only spoke Mandarin or only understood Mandarin.
But I have to change my slang a bit, because in China, you know how they speak English. So.
Yeah, there's a lilt.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what the practice will be for.
Yes.
And right now, Stevens, how do you divide your time between your work with Dialogue in the Dark and the Malaysia Glaucoma Society?
I don't have to divide any time, Lynn. It's all my work every day. It's Dialogue in the Dark, it's glaucoma, it's anything to do with eyesight. It's all part of it. I don't have to divide anything. It's every day I'm just doing that.
Brilliant. Yeah. And what final message would you like to leave us with about our eyes and about Dialogue in the Dark?
Appreciation and gratitude.
Thank you very much, Stevens.
Thank you.
The Dialogue in the Dark exhibition will be at the Petroscience Galleria until the 31st of May before moving to Jaya One permanently, so do check it out. I've been speaking to Stevens Chan, the co-founder of Dialogue in the Dark Malaysia and the founder and president of the Malaysia Glaucoma Society, and we've been discussing the exhibition as well as what we can learn from the blind community on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.